Suitcase Simpson thought it looked like there was a festival at the paradise end of the ruined bridge. Five television trucks were jammed in as close as the police would let them, their funny-looking antennas sticking up like the dead limbs of an old evergreen. Five television news people, three male and two female, were fighting for stand-up space in front of the wreckage, while their cameramen were jostling each other for a better angle on the twisted ruins of the bridge. And the sound people were trying to get enough ambient noise for authenticity without drowning out the news person. There was a high volume of crowd hubbub, and the surf rolling up on the bare rocks was loud. All three Paradise police cruisers were parked near the verge of the channel, and a half dozen blue and gray state police cruisers were scattered behind them. A big state police mobile operations van sat in the middle of the roadway back of the cars, with antennas sticking out of it variously. Both the Paradise fire trucks were there, as well as the town ambulance. There were fire trucks and ambulances from three other towns, the crews sitting on their trucks staring at the place where the bridge had been. And there were a number of smaller vans with radio call letters on the sides parked back along the roadway. Much of Paradise was gathered behind the sawhorse barricades, and yellow crime scene tape stretched across the operation scene. A lot of them had Walkman-type radios with earphones, and were listening to the description being broadcast by the half-dozen radio reporters who were less ostentatious than the TV guys. Suitcase was walking the perimeter of what he thought of, for lack of something more descriptive, as the crime scene. There was no reason to walk it, but he didn't know what else to do. Danforth, the SWAT team guy, was in considerable charge in the mobile unit, and some lieutenant commander from the Coast Guard had shown up wearing a pistol belt and sidearm and talking about a cutter on the way from Boston. There were several technician types working the radio and phones and a computer that Suitcase didn't see the need for, and it was crowded, so he took a walk. He could make sure the crowd didn't push through the barriers and get in the way. Might as well do something.
Suit, what happened?
Bridge blew up.
I can see that, for Christ's sake.
So, what are you asking me for?
Suit, anyone killed?
Too soon to know.
Two guys he played softball with were sitting in a Ford 150 drinking beer.
Hey, Suit. Looks like a long day, babe. Want one?
Suitcase shook his head.
Keep the cans in the truck, he said.
He felt bad that Jesse hadn't taken him when he went to the island, and he was very relieved that he didn't have to go. Which made him more unhappy because it made him question his courage. In the distance, he could hear more sirens. He wondered what other vehicle could possibly be arriving in a great hurry to sit and wait. He saw the Hopkins boys, smirking and jostling on a rock outcropping near the edge of the water. Too bad they weren't on the fucking bridge when it went. He tried to call Molly Crane on his radio and got the fire dispatcher.
She ain't here, the dispatcher said. She told me to take her calls.
Where'd she go?
I don't know, but she was wearing a vest and she was in a big rush.
Shit, Suitcase said.
What's happening down there, Suit?
I got no idea, Suitcase said.